It is all too often said that there are no miracles performed these days. Well, we'd like to challenge this with our story of Almost Stranded. Welcome to Miracles in the 21st Century. I'm Daniel Vakurka.
And I'm Casey Vakurka.
And for our first wedding anniversary, we went travelling. And we decided to go to South Australia because Casey was asked to do a series of presentations there at a camp. And so, and because of that, we decided to make a road trip out of it. And so we went down the coast. We saw the four apostles. I know it's the 12 apostles, but there are only four remaining, and four or five. And so we went on the Great Ocean Road and saw all of these amazing things. And it took us how long to get to where we were?
We did it over a few days.
Over a few days. And so during this time, we were going through long patches of very straight road and very flat terrain and also no reception. And a couple of times we actually stopped to take pictures or just to enjoy the scenery, or even we had to do something.
Get something out of the back of the car or something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
And so after a couple of days, we then arrived at our destination. And I think it was on the second day that I tried starting the car. We were at the campground, and all of a sudden, the car just wouldn't start. And I tried again and again, and it just wouldn't start. And we consulted some people over there, and we found out that actually the battery was the problem. There was a it was a flat battery, and this happened when we got to the campground. Now, we had already traveled so many hundreds of kilometers, the battery could have failed at any point during that time, but it didn't. And so some people helped us. I think they recharged our battery or something like that. And then we also found that there was a battery place right on the way from our accommodation to the campground. And so it was very convenient. And so I went there and we I got a change. We got the battery changed and all was well. But I just find it incredible that at any point during our journey, our battery could have failed. And it could have failed at the worst possible time when there was no reception. But it didn't. And we owe it all to God. And we're thankful to God for the way that He has, that He protected us. And we're also convinced that if He can protect us, and if He can answer these unuttered prayers, that He can also do the same for you. We serve a wonderful God. And so that is our story.